Well, 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 good morning, ACN family. This is Regional Vice President Angela Solomon, and I am tremendously excited to spend time with you today on this morning's Mojo Call. Today's call is for you if you have big dreams and incredible ambition, and somebody has told you, or you yourself believe, that your dreams are unrealistic. These voices of dissent drown out your desires, suffocate your motivation, and if you buy into the idea that your dreams and goals are too big to really happen, you will continue to settle for less than you deserve and eventually bear the heavy weight of a ton of regret on your shoulders. And I don't want that to happen to you. So I'm going to share five research-backed ways to achieve your most unrealistic dreams, inspired by a video blog of the same name by one of my favorite uber successful entrepreneurs. So let's roll. Number one, make your dream or goal real. You've got to picture your dream in your mind's eye. Feel the emotions of what it will feel like to achieve it. See yourself in the moment of achievement, in the moments after, and in life after. What is that like? What does it feel like? You've heard the advice to write your goals down. In fact, research shows that you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. I believe we can do better than 42% by creating a vision board, which is a pictorial representation of your goals that can be a visual reminder to you several times a day whenever you encounter it. You attract what you keep on your mind. So having the pictures right there gives your brain a shortcut. I have an entrepreneur friend who consistently achieves every single thing she puts on her vision board every year. It is such a powerful testimony and a reminder for me that you can see it, believe it, and achieve it. Number two, throw garlic on your vampires. Who are your vampires? Who are the people that suck the air out of your dreams and your energy out of your ambition? You know how to tell someone how excited you are about something, and then they immediately kill your vibe with negative and discouraging comments. Crazy thing is, we know this about these people, and we keep looking to these same vampires for validation. These vampires are often close to us, significant others, parents, family members, close friends. One of your vampires may be the person you see in the mirror. Our brains are continuously shaped by our thoughts and experiences. So let's say you want to run a marathon. Would you ask someone for advice who has never run a marathon? Or would you try your best to get in touch with someone like Regional Vice President Casey Snyder, who has run like 40 of them? What could the person who has never done it tell you? Some theory? Some hearsay? Some fake news about pacing, hydration, cramp relief, what it takes to finish? Would you trust their advice? Or would you trust the advice of someone who has been there, done that, and has a collection of bib numbers to prove it? Here's the deal. If your naysayers are not out here in the game, being brave, taking risks, and going for theirs, why are you giving any consideration to their opinion? They don't want you to change. They don't want you to grow. They don't want you to win. They are selfish. They want to keep you right where you are, with them or below them. They want you to sit around and join in the pity party commiserating about your job, your boss, and your money. Believe it or not, your haters get a certain satisfaction from looking down on you. That fact alone should motivate you to take action and go higher. A wise man named Solomon, Senior Vice President Orrin Solomon, that is, once said, when you buy someone's opinion, you buy their lifestyle. Only take advice from people you admire because of who they are, how they live, or what they contribute to the world. Everything else is just background noise. Negative thoughts and negative people are toxic. They stifle our ability to stay motivated and in motion. So stop seeking validation from the same people who shoot down your dreams and make you feel guilty for or ashamed for what they call being an unrealistic dreamer. You can show them better than you can tell them. So throw garlic on your vampires. Limit your dream conversations with them. The dreamers have to hang out with the dreamers. Put some garlic on your around your neck by reading more personal development materials to keep positive thoughts in your head to maximize your productivity. Eventually, when you achieve what seems unrealistic to them, you'll be able to transform your vampires into raving fans. Number three, dive into a pool of positivity. Feed your mind and surround yourself with stories and real-life examples of other people who have achieved unrealistic dreams. Think about Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, both blind, but created unrealistic, extraordinary music careers against all odds. George Zalicki, who had polio as a child and was told he would never walk, but became so unrealistically great in basketball that he went to college on a basketball scholarship and played on a championship-winning team. These champions made the decision to defy the unrealistic and seemingly impossible. What's your excuse? Whatever it is, turn your problem into your pillar to go higher. We talk about the necessity of personal development all the time. How about adding some biographies and documentaries into your personal development mix? Learning about other people who overcame adversity to achieve unrealistically extraordinary things will fuel you. If they could do it, you can too. Number four, time travel. Remember when you were back in middle school and high school and you cared so much about what your friends and classmates thought about you? The number one goal back then was to keep your embarrassment to a minimum while secretly thanking God that the unfortunate kid who made the social slip-up that everyone and their mother was talking about was not you. One day, my son got a haircut that was vastly different from how he had been wearing his hair, so he looked different. His brothers cracked on him so hard when they saw him, much to his embarrassment. My oldest had a few friends over at the time, so my freshly cut son requested to be let in the back door to escape the visitor's eyes. When I asked him why, he was honest. He said, "I'm insecure." I told him I understood because I was once insecure too, and then I turned 40. If he knew what I knew now, he'd know that he won't even be in touch with those kids in 20 years. He probably wouldn't remember their names, and they won't remember his. In the big scheme of things, we make ourselves way more important to people than we really are. As soon as the next person does something gossip-worthy, you are yesterday's news. So who cares? Come in the front door. Throw off your new do. Call that big, scary, ultra-successful person you've been afraid to approach about your business. Who cares? If you're honest, the only person who really cares and is holding you back is you. Consider this. The single biggest regret people have at the end of their lives is that they wish they had the courage to live a life that was true to themselves instead of living a life other people expected of them. So stop worrying about what other people think about you, say about you, know about you, dislike about you, heard about you, blah, blah, blah. This is your life. This is it. This very second is the youngest you will ever be. Tomorrow is not a guarantee. So this moment, this day, this time is what we have. Let's make the most of it. Number five, take action. Action is the garlicky kryptonite to fear. Take action. You don't have to be a perfect peeker or a perfect presenter. Just keep peeking and keep presenting. What good is your written list of goals, your beautiful vision board, your million-dollar ideas if you don't do something every day to move forward toward manifesting them? A woman I know told me for about 15 straight Decembers that the next year was the year she was going to meet her soulmate and get married. And for the next 12 months of every one of those 15 years, aside from going to work, the grocery store, and small errands, she mostly sat in her house alone. She wasn't in the game, guys. This was before online dating. So how great were her odds of finding her soulmate inside the four walls of her home? Unless she suddenly became attracted to the mailman or the FedEx guy, it probably wasn't going to happen. I bet she's big time regretting that she didn't dig deep within herself to find enough courage to get out of her comfort zone and claim her happiness. So let's reprogram our stinking thinking about unrealistic dreams. The truth is, having unrealistic dreams is what winners have. Unrealistic dreams become very realistic the more you take action and make progress toward them. SVP may be an unrealistic goal to a brand new IBO, but is SVP an unrealistic goal to an RVP? No, probably not. May it shouldn't be. Major key alert, the new IBO who starts with the unrealistic goal of being an SVP on day one and takes consistent action with that goal in mind will likely achieve it. I don't know about you, but having a big goal or a big dream is exciting. It gets you out of bed with energy. It stays on your mind. It makes you wish you had more time in the day. It makes you smile and keeps you happy. It sure beats living day to day, depressed and moving in slow motion because you have nothing to chase, nothing that gives you a thrill for life and living. You know, if you're on this call today, one of your big dreams may be to be a regional vice president or a senior vice president or a Circle of Champions member in ACN. I know I'm not the only one whose favorite part of those international conventions when we used to be together were the Saturday afternoon promotions. Maybe it's because the testimonies were so real, so emotional. The promotion speeches are the ACN autobiographies and documentaries that allow us to experience the highs and lows people encounter on their journey to the top of the comp plan. We can see ourselves in their shoes, feel the pain of their problems, and eyewitness their exhilaration as they walk up to the stage with their theme music playing in the background and hug the founders before they stand at the podium like a pillar of triumph. Wow, can't wait to get back to those days in person. You may relate to some stories more than others. That's why we need you. The team needs you. That's why ACN needs you to reach more people who need this phenomenal ACN opportunity. So be unrealistic. Dream as big as you can. Write your goals down. Purge the doubters. Stay positively charged and take massive action. The how of achieving your big unrealistic dreams that seem so far in the distance today will become so visible and so clear. Victory is yours if you dare to be an unrealistic dreamer who never stops believing in yourself and who takes constant, consistent, and productive action. Happy Tuesday, team. Have the best day.